Hi everyone, happy new year. Can't believe we're in January 2024. It's unbelievable. So again, happy holidays, happy new year. I hope everybody's doing well. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a few things that you could be doing for the new year. We all have new year's resolutions and we try to write things down for what we want to create. But I feel like it's almost this whole month is about taking little steps that to show the universe that this is what you want for the whole year. So for example, I went on a hike. I was like, yep, this is what I want to do for the whole year. Projects, I did some home projects. This is what I want for the whole year. I did some work around my sessions and things like that. And I'm like, yes, this is what I want for the whole year. So it's basically just doing little bits and pieces so you can claim that this is how you want the new year to go. Now, I did talk a lot about people turning into what I call 2.0s. I think I did do that in one of the podcasts where we're all changing into possibly a new direction. Most of us are. And I'm going to go through just a few things that I feel like January and February are going to offer. I did talk to some other psychic friends and mediums, and we kind of all agree that January and February might be a little bit chaotic. I know there was like a whole doomsday feeling going down for the last few months. But what I mean by this is it's a really important time, January and February, if you have things going on, finances, just bad things happening. It's best to like catch it in the moment and try to mind shift quickly. So what I mean by that is don't get frustrated, don't get angry, just take a deep breath and go, okay, I need to handle this. This needs to be taken care of. Got it. So just try to get those things done when we're going through this, because I do feel like that's also a projection of the year. And we want to stay and get a handle on that. But the other thing I was channeling was I was getting information about relationships. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably either evolved, aware, or opening up more to this journey and the spiritual awareness. So this has to do with relationships in regards to three separate, I call it elements, let's say. There are some relationships. The first one would be the relationships that some of this I've already witnessed, where you're in a relationship and all of a sudden you're opening up, you're seeing things, you're knowing things, your abilities are skyrocketing, and your partner just doesn't understand. A lot of those relationships will probably come to an end. I've witnessed a few of those, but let's be optimistic here. If your partner is supportive and you're going in the direction of evolving, you'll be fine. The second one is if you're single and you're looking for that relationship. And as I've explained to many of my clients, as we vibrate into a higher understanding and knowing and realm and we do the work, then it's a different vibration. You're going to manifest somebody that's going to be on the level of vibration with you in the sense of understanding, being there for you, and might even have some abilities. So that's the second group. The third group is the ones that are on the path that are both in tune. People that are together and doing the spiritual path or living by what I call the universal laws. And you're both kind of on that same path together. The challenges that will come with that is I was getting that you're going to be tested. And tested meaning, will you be able to succeed in what you both came here to create? So that's just a brief with relationships. And I am going to bounce into each one as I keep talking. But I just want to give you an overall of the status of that's just one element of what I was getting was relationships and how to do that. So again, if you're in a relationship and you're opening up and you're starting to have abilities, you're what we call awakening, and you don't know what to do with it and you're trying to seek help, it happens to people. You start seeing things, start knowing things, you don't know what to do with it. And your partner's pretty much like, okay, you're just crazy or weird. That's when you have to really sit down and hopefully have a supporting spouse or partner that will understand you and work with you on it. I don't want to say the relationships are going to be breaking up, because that's free will. Free will has a big play in all this, but you will find yourself indulging and understanding and trying to work through this. Then you have the singles, and it's basically gonna be giving, it's more in the month of March where you're going to be given or start seeing, having visions of, or getting awareness that there'll be someone coming. And what does that look like? Just remember, you're doing the work, you're evolving. If you're a healer or intuitive, that person will start appearing within this year and next year. And then the relationships with partners that maybe you have your twin flame, or you are already in a relationship with somebody spiritual, those, if you're feeling like, and I shouldn't even have to say this, because if you're in a relationship, that you're obviously intuitive and your sense is there with your partner and your partner's sense is there and you kind of bounce with each other, just do that. Like, make sure you're staying connected to bounce with each other to get information for each other for the new year. Okay, so that's all I got for relationships. It's just, again, I know it's very generic, but it's hard to explain because everybody's on a different level. I'm in the single path and I know that person's coming, but I know January, February is a time for me to see where I'm blocking, what I'm afraid of, you know, just different things to self-serve my truth of myself and really go on that journey. So if you're looking for that relationship, I would definitely, in the past, we've written it down or we've expressed to the universe what we want or we've seen what we want. It's just getting now into your own truth. Like, make sure you're finding everything in you that you value and your, what you're doing, what you've been trying to accomplish, the self-awareness of, you know, being okay by yourself or just checking in to make sure you've covered all the basics so you can pull in that healthy, happy relationship that you want to pull in. So relationships seem to be like a big deal for January and February. The other thing is I do feel like we've come out of that. My last podcast, I think it was in November, where it was just really intense and people were having a hard time. I do feel like some people are still having a little bit of mental issues. I spoke to someone today. He was talking about being, you know, not, how does he be more silent or how can he control his thoughts? This is a good way to take the time if you're having issues of thinking too much or you don't know where you're going with your life. Just try to, the best thing you can do is take it step by step. You know, there's a lot of help out there. Of course, get help if you need it. That's always a given. But it's also, trust yourself that you can control where your mind is going or where the thoughts are going. And that's when I talk about, you know, doing the work. I've expressed that many times. Do the work. Get into that space. It's a lot of work to make yourself feel better. So just do that. The other thing is, with that being said, with the mental state, people are also opening more. Get a lot of calls of people seeing things, knowing things. What do they do with it? How do I guide through it? What's the direction I can go into? And again, all this stuff is, there's so much knowledge out there. There's people doing podcasts. There's people doing YouTube channels. You know, there's books out there. There's so many resources now that we can get a lot of different help. Just be positives. You know, I'm big on the protection. I always say that. Protect yourself. Stay in that realm. But again, for 2024, January and February, just hold on tight, but be ready to face anything. Like, watch for what's coming in front of you. If there's things that are so obvious, it's the universe trying to step in or The angels are trying to step in. So watch in front of you anything that you possibly can that might be the universe going, okay, you're okay. We've got you covered. This is coming. Just keep trusting. Just keep holding on. Yeah, easier said than done, right, people? I mean, I always say that. It's easier said than done. It's a lot of work, but yet how do we stay in that I can trust when we're being completely bombarded with financial situations or how what new change in jobs, relationships? How do we stay sane and just live life and enjoy it? There's a lot going on that I'm pretty shocked about with everything that's happening. I don't want to say negative energy because I feel like I have a lot of positive influence in my life. So it's always there. Everybody, there's always a positive outlet. Somebody is always there to be there for you. If you're spinning out of control, find something, find a hobby. You know, find something that you can do that will give you a break from being sensitive to what's going on. A lot of people, I don't feel like, realize how sensitive we are to energy. So many people don't take that into consideration. If you're having a bad day, yeah, we can mentally say, I'm just having a bad day. Okay, fine. But it's also, you may be picking up on a lot of energy out there or being in an environment that's toxic for you. If you feel like you're in a toxic environment, put a bubble around yourself. Do some meditation. Clear your energy field. Do some things that can give you a self-help realization of how can I do this? Sage your space. Grid your space. I'm big on all those things. Those are basic things to me. But, you know, just stay in alignment. Find if every one of us looked at really targeting what's important in front of us. Take a concept, and I get it. We all have day-to-day lives. We're all doing something, raising kids, working jobs, you know, basic household stuff, being a wife, being a mom, being a husband, being whatever that may be, being a father. But take the basic thing that you feel you should focus your energy on and give yourself more of a percentage on that side. Meaning if you have something in your life that you know you've been trying to create or trying to do, like even if it's financial, okay, then take time to sit there and how does that look for you? What do you want to create? How can you make that income come in? How is that going to generate in your life? Relationships. I mean, I can go on and on with the list, but I feel like it's one thing at a time right now. I've been taking every day since, like I said, January 1st. Okay, what's on my list today? Even if it's three things. I'm like, okay, let's get that list done next. And then freely let yourself do what you need to do. But make that structure in your life. It's very important right now because of the energy. And again, as I talk to my friends, as I talk to other people, it just feels very structured to get that focus. Now, let's say that you have things that you want to get rid of or just old patterns past. The past is going. I'm going to tell you that right now. The past is just going behind us like quantum physics. It is gone. And now we're moving ahead. So really focus on what's in front of you. I've had a lot of people tell me that things have been happening that they're like, wow, that's just not a coincidence. Take those coincidences that some people call coincidence. You might think about somebody they call you. That's not a coincidence. Start owning it. Start owning these things that you see right in front of you that you're like, thank you. I see that. That's so obvious to me. If you have issues, then try to change the frustration of the issue. Like, I'll give you a personal example. I have a car. My son has a car. My son's living with me right now. My battery, I had to get a new battery. Then his battery died. That's not a coincidence. To me, it's like, okay, I got it. At first, I learned how to put a battery in a car, which I was very proud of myself for. But it's also looking at it like, okay, is this the universe saying I should focus my energy on vehicles? Let's make that in my game plan for this year. Sometime at some point this year, a new vehicle would be great. Let's get that on the manifestation roll, shall we? So, you know, again, it's hard to articulate when I'm not specifically working with one person right now, but I'm talking to a whole bunch of people that are listening to this right now. So really take the time, focus, because the universe will also show you if it's something. Even you can look at like, yeah, the car dying is negative, but I don't look at it like that. I look at it like an awareness, like it's the universe, like ringing the doorbell. This is what you should maybe ask for. Work it. So just try to focus on things like that. I did have somebody reach out because I have been saying to you guys, email me, ask me some questions. I'll put them on the podcast. And I know it's been a month since I've done the podcast. I'm trying to get better at that. But somebody reached out to me about, I'm going to say different dimensions and what that looks like. I'm aware, and at least this is through my own knowledge of guidance, is that there are different dimensions, that some people call to also the 3D realm, going up to the archangel realm, to the different dimensions, different layers on the other side. I can't remember if I've done a podcast about it, but they to me are separate. They're separated. It's all feels like its own little alignment over there with different vibrational levels as you exceed on your journey and your awareness, and you change into that understanding, then you also notch up on the vibration level. The different dimensions, I've talked to different spiritual people about going to these different dimensions, whether it be astral traveling or meditation. It's not foreign, I guess you would say, because I've kind of meshed my reality with my work, meaning it's just a part of me. So it's just, to me, it's a kind of common sense, matter of fact thing. But for other people, it's like, oh, what does that mean? Different dimensions, different layers. It's your vibration. Your vibrations match to different dimensions. I do believe they excel higher. People talk about heaven. Again, this is just my theory. It does go higher up, meaning the more powerful. Somebody asked me about Jesus, and I can say that when I've been in different layers or dimensions, I have seen groups of, like, let's say the archangels. Some of you know this about me. I've seen so many different dimensions of archangels, from the newbies, I call them, all the way up to Archangel Michael. So it's different layers of dimensions. You get up to the Jesus realm. I mean, I did see Michael Angelo in the same kind of spectrum area. I don't want to say, you know, push any buttons with people's religion, but it's just, to me, it's energy and power and awareness. I'm not saying he was right there with Jesus, but it goes up higher. You know, it might be in a Michelangelo on a certain dimension, then I went higher, and then there was Jesus. But that's what I mean. It kind of goes up in the scale of, and what does that look like? Is it because the person was a certain evolved enough person, or because of what they accomplished when they were here? And there's a lot of different factors, I believe, that go into the dimensions of that. But yeah, that's a whole nother ball game with talking about dimensions and things like that. When in our reality and our awareness, you know, we're in a 3D realm. We're grounded here. We live here. We're solid here. You know, a lot of us can astral travel to those dimensions or step into them, just by, you know, again, meditation and other things. But yeah, so dimensions are pretty important, I feel like. But it's, again, vibration. Where are you vibrating at? Vibration matches your awareness and your ability to work that as an action. So if you're a reader, a healer, intuitive, all these different things that come with it, That's why I always feel like, yeah, you can get a little bit, obtain a little bit of knowledge out there, but there's so much more. Like, how do you even express it all in just a simple conversation? A lot of people that work with me, they evolve into when they're supposed to, and I was sent in their life when I was supposed to be there, just like my mentors. So it's just different awarenesses of you evolving and trying to make your life different. Now, does it mean you have to turn into a psychic or turn into, you know, a healer? Well, no, but you're gonna be sensitive to those things. You're gonna somehow open up to other facets of who you are. If you're more sensitive to people's energies, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel their sadness. You're going to feel their anger. You're going to feel their pain. If you're psychic and you can read them, that's going to be a part of it. Some of you are hands-on healers, has more strong suit with your power of your hands and your healing. Creativity. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. People that are creative, I feel like, are using that energy in a proper way if they're being, you know, positive. If it be music, if it be art, it's all part of a healing process. We listen to music. We love music. It's healing us. We look at art. We, you know, all these things are collaborated together. Let me see if I can answer another question this person asked. You know, there's just different questions, and sometimes I won't put them on the podcast, but I'll answer them personally. My opinion or what I do get with guidance. You know, it was something about what exactly is on the dark side of the moon. And can we see the other side of it? You know, I don't know. I mean, that's a scientific question. For me, I just feel like, you know, when people talk about the dark side of the moon, what is that? I'm not sure, to be honest with you. And guidance isn't really chiming in. I feel like it's more, you know, we all live in a how do I say it? The yin and yang, the positive, the negative. We all live in that force of nature. To me, that's science. What comes the positive comes the negative. We just have to kind of cope with that. So I can't really answer that question. So sorry to that person. I couldn't really answer that. But yeah, I mean, different theories, different people, you know, when we research stuff, what do they think? What do they say? Again, I'm just going by what I've learned and these 18 years around the clock with channeling and getting guidance and understanding things. You know, other people get other information, and that's great too. It's nice if you can, if you're opening up and you're in that position of things happening to you, it is nice to vibrate other like-minded people to you. Sometimes you feel a little bit out there, a little bit weird. But it is nice to talk to like-minded people, to be able to share that. So again, as we go into this new year, let's just hold on. And I do think it's going to be a little rocky. I'm not going to lie. I always tell the truth, but I also feel like if we get into a better headspace and just try to just trust that, okay, I got this. It's exhausting. Like, I won't lie. I think that a lot of people feel, you know, how do I do this? How do I keep hanging in there? Well, you can. There's a lot of people out there that are giving the full-blown truth of being raw and being real and being authentic with it. Stay in your creative niche if you can. You know, just really feel these situations. Whatever's causing these situations that you've had in the last couple months, don't let them cycle through this year. Be like, okay, I've got this. I see it. It keeps reoccurring. I keep feeling this way. How can I change it? Help me out here. Always, and again, I know I repeat this all the time, always ask for help. Ask guidance for help. Ask friends for help. But I'm a big one on, you know, I believe the universe has big backup for us. Know the backup is there. Hang in there. The other thing is, if you're questioning some things, again, what I was told through guidance was they will put things in front of us that maybe we've been asking for. So it's kind of like when it's right in front of you, it's a no-brainer. It's like they're giving you a little lifeline. So watch for those. Do your meditations, if your prayers, whatever it works for you, stay in that realm of it. I'm going to try to talk about in the next one, hopefully I won't take a month to get it out, but it might take a week or so. I want to get into other things with health and nutrition and how we can feel better, because I know that as I talk to a lot of people that are especially traveling, everybody's getting sick and their immune systems are down. And there is a lot of that going around. A lot of people are still getting sick. People, the COVID, different strands, different things. And people are wondering, like, why am I getting so sick? Why does this keep happening? I think as our immune system goes down and just this energy that's out there, that's kind of attacking in different measures, is bringing us to feel this way and also making us physically sick. So keep up, you know, I'm big on the garlic. Keep up the garlic and the soup. And another quirky one that I don't know if I've ever said on a podcast, but some of you that know me, orange sherbet was always my go-to whenever I got sick. I don't know why. I don't question it. I just do it and it always helps. All right. So again, if you want to get some questions to me, please get those questions to me and I will be happy to answer them in a podcast. All right. Bye for now. Again, Happy New Year. Let's make it a good one. Everybody manifest what you need to, and I will be back soon.